Actually, Kelly in the Ville sent me this. They out in Taylor County, so this is west of Eastland, which is a fun sentence to say, but mainly your Abilene County, way out west, and it may spread more. Whatever company does this or owns them, a lot of those wind turbines, the windmills, are being removed there in Taylor County, and they're doing it in a dramatic fashion by blowing them up.
What? I mean,
they're using massive explosives to do this. So, yeah, no
word on
why or what or anything like that. Or maybe they're just making room for more data centers. I don't know. I mean you got to clear up the space, right?
A turbine is definitely not a Venezuelan oil tanker.
No, it's not.
That's not how you want to do any of that.
And no submarines that we know of were flanking it. I say take them all down.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's take a tour around all those Texas topics, and starting right here on the home front yesterday, back to school for pretty much everybody. And a lot of kids didn't go. And this was all because a social media threat that was ultimately flagged by the FBI, but it made its rounds. It's pretty much been pulled everywhere. I don't know if you can find it, or there would really be no reason to do it. But it was an anonymous social media video featuring a masked man making threats against specific campuses, mainly in the Fort Worth area, but also over there on the Dallas side and a little bit like that. So the FBI and local police, they were pretty quick on this, investigating it, and the source of the video did not come from even this country. So they're not saying what country or anything like that, but it was just simply to incite fear, was their quote, and that there was no legitimate threat. But I know at the kiddo school, she was one of the few, the proud, that was there.
No,
yeah, so a weird way to start off the second semester there. But fortunately, it was dispelled by the FBI and other such officials.
So everyone's in a rush these days, and when we need it now. Amazon understands this, and they are taking a cue from Domino's with new 30-minute delivery in Fort Worth. There's two new distribution centers in Morningside and West 7th. The company says it's for groceries, household items, electronics, and other goods. The company has also applied for alcohol distance checks in both locations.
Whoa. All right.
So that also means that maybe you don't have to do the beer run.
Nah.
We got Amazon for that.
The run, the beer will run to you. I was at Hewlin Mall right before Christmas, and I just parked the car and was walking in, and that sound scared the tar out of me from the parking lot, and it was one of their little things that go off, and I don't know who that's for or anything like that, but
it blows up the social media sites in Weatherford, at least once a week. What is going on? Is there a drone attack? No, it's Walmart.
Well, I'm sure somebody out there in Parker County knows if they're good eating or not. Yeah, sure you get.
Couldn't hurt.
When it comes to tourism here in Cowtown, well, of course, we got the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, which I saw one publication around the area said, Texas's oldest tradition. I've never heard that as a tagline before. But elsewhere, one of the most prominent museums was recently named by TripAdvisor the best free attraction in Texas, and that would be the Kimball Art Museum. So congratulations to them.
So fancy.
And yeah, you got to go through with your pinky
fancy,
up.
Fancy, fancy.
And then there was a little preview there on New Year's, and no word on exactly when it will open, but Palo Pinto Mountain State Park. Be the first new state park in Texas in nearly two decades. North Texas. Nearly 5,000 acres, and it's right just north of Strawn. So this is going to be a big boon for them. It's currently closed right now, but they did a first day hike and a little preview. And they say it's not open yet, but some exciting news will be happening soon. I'm very excited about that.
Okay.
I want to go.
So Arkansas, as we know, is a top-notch destination, not just for newlyweds, tourists, those seeking culture, but one Texas teacher as well. He's leading the way. James Ward's son, you see, he was researching mines and science and asked, can we go find one of those? They asked Siri, where should we go to do all this? Mom said, it's only 6 hours away from Texas.
Yeah.
Boom. They wind up at the Crater of Diamonds.
Yeah.
At the Crater of Diamonds State Park. Dad started searching around. I guess you have to, like, go through the dirt in all this. It's a thing.
I only know one person that's done this, but yeah, something like that.
Needless to say, as things happen when you plan wonderful get-togethers for your family, there tends to be a little bit of complaints, you know? People have different ideas about what constitutes fun. He said, no, we're doing this. He searched for 4 hours and found a 2-carat brown diamond.
There you go.
The proud parents have a recommendation. Listen to your children when they have a suggestion. And, because I don't know, they now have a diamond. I just hope they brought some snacks. Is there a Buc-ee's on the way?
Yes.
That's my big question. Okay.
And I think they're building another Buc-ee's. It looked like it, but we've passed this exit now twice. I guess 4 times coming back and have yet to stop. And,
could have saved a lot of money there, Buc-ee.
Boy, I could have done that, couldn't I, right there? Oh, well.
I mean, he's no Troy Vincent, but you
let's do some business news for North Texas, because we're your source for that.
J.R. Ewing.
And now, dollars and cents. You may have seen on the Dallas side, downtown Dallas is kind of being, it's a mass exodus right there. The city hall's probably moving out, the Stars, the Mavs. And you may have seen this week it was announced AT&T is going to move out and head up to Plano. I somehow didn't ever realize or know that AT&T's world headquarters was, they were in Dallas.
Okay.
Why is the network so bad then?
I don't know.
Golly, it's here. You could go drive and go see the manager.
Seriously.
Oh. Now, on the flip side, closings were announced. The Sprinkles Cupcakes. They're the guys that have the cupcake ATM.
Oh.
All of those are closed. They shut them all down without warning or word, really, as to why. So those are gone. Salad to Go, that was already having trouble and problems. And they've now closed all 25 remaining North Texas locations.
Sad, because I really did intend to go there soon.
What, Sprinkles Cupcakes or Salad to Go?
Yes.
But good news on the business front here. Dannon of North America, which is huge. I had no idea this was located here. Dannon is in Fort Worth, and they're making a $4 million addition to their big plant and starting construction here. That's Dannon Yogurt. And there's evidently a yogurt boom, and it has been going for the last couple of years. So yogurt's
yogurt.
Running it right there. Hey, Dannon, hey, we got Willow Float coming up on the way.
No.
And then a manufacturer of the world's strongest and biggest magnets is strongly considering a North Lake site for $1.2 billion in a huge factory and a plant. Officials from MP Materials are saying this U.S.-based rare earth magnet facility, they want to put it in Fort Worth, and they may do it in the North Lake area. So, there you go. The nearby paperclip factory is very concerned.
<though. laughs> And me with KB and Heather Lee.